Our scripture text this morning is in Luke chapter 3, verses 7 through 18, New Living Translation. Hear God's Word. This is continuing on where John the Baptist was preparing the way for the King of Kings. And he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And picking back up in verse 7 in chapter 3, it says, "Here is a sample of John's preaching to the crowds that came for baptism. You brood of snakes, who warned you to flee God and come in judgment? Prove by the way that you live and that you have really turned from your sins and turned to God. Don't just say, 'We're saved, we're descendants of Abraham.' That proves nothing. God can change these stones here into children of Abraham. Even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever your roots. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire." The crowd asked, "What should we do?" John replied, "If you have two coats, give one to the poor. If you have food, share it with those who are hungry." Even corrupt tax collectors came to be baptized and asked, "Teacher, what should we do?" "Show your honesty," he replied. "Make sure you collect no more taxes than the Roman government requires you to do." "What should we do?" asked the soldiers. John replied, "Don't extort money and don't accuse people of things you know they did not do, and be content with your pay." Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon, and they were eager to know whether John might be the Messiah. John answered their questions by saying, "I baptize with water, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not even worthy to be his slave. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He is ready to separate the chaff from the grain with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the thrashing area, storing the grain in his barns, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire." John used many such warnings as he announced the good news to the people. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.